Israel eliminates senior Hamas operatives in Rafah, despite U.S. opposition. By Joel B. Polak on March 20, 2024. Israel struck 5 senior Hamas operatives in the city of Rafah in southern Gaza on Monday, despite the public opposition of the Biden administration to Israeli attacks there and a demand for prior approval by Washington. As Breitbart News reported, U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told reporters on Monday at the White House that President Joe Biden opposed attacks in Rafah had summoned Israeli officials to D.C. for discussions. At most, Sullivan suggested, the U.S. might support limited, targeted strikes within Rafah against specific Hamas targets. He strongly implied, however, that such operations would need to be cleared with the United States first. Nevertheless, on Monday, the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, and the Israel Security Agency, ISA, or Shin Bet, or Shabak, were conducting a secret mission in Rafah, killing 4 senior Hamas officials and wounding another. In a joint announcement, the IDF and ISA said. On Monday, IDF fighter jets acting on IDF and ISA intelligence eliminated senior Hamas operatives in Rafah who assisted its military wing in establishing continued control, as well as operations in the field. The operatives struck were Saeed Kitab al-Kashash, Osama Hamzair, Muhammad Adam Laliki, the heads of Hamas Emergency Bureau in northern and eastern Rafah, alongside Hadi Abu Al-Ras Kassin, an operations officer. The senior operatives were the representatives of Hamas leadership in Rafah. As part of their roles, they managed the terror organization's activities in humanitarian zones and were responsible for coordination with Hamas operatives in the field. Furthermore, Nadal Alid, the head of Hamas Rafah Emergency Bureau, who managed all of its operations in the area, was eliminated in a strike last week. Of the 5, all were confirmed dead except Muhammad Adam Laliki, whom the IDF described as struck. Asked by Breitbart News to comment on the attack in Rafah and whether it was cleared with the U.S. or defied the Biden administration's opposition, Israeli government spokesman David Mentzer said Tuesday that Israel would always try and work with our good friends, the Americans, to make sure that we are on the same page. But that Prime Minister Netanyahu had stressed that there would be no refuge for Hamas in Rafah, or anywhere. Mentzer added that Israel believed that many of the 134 remaining Israeli hostages, roughly 100 of whom are thought to be alive, are in Rafah. Mentzer added that 4 of Hamas's remaining battalions are in Rafah, adding that 18.5 of the 24 had been eliminated, 1.5 are still in central Gaza. He also noted that Israel had reduced ratio of civilians to terrorists killed to below 1-to-1, an extraordinary achievement in urban warfare. In addition, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu named 2 senior advisors Tuesday to travel to Washington for talks with the Biden administration. Strategic Affairs Minister Ron Dermer and National Security Advisor Zaki Hanegbi. Dermer, as a former ambassador, was particularly close to the Trump administration. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent book, The Zionist Conspiracy, and How to Join It, now available on Audible. He is also the author of the e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.